This, I believe. The Right Honorable Aneurin Bevan, PC, MP, is the son of a Welsh miner, and himself a veteran of the pit. His outspoken opposition to the Conservatives, and often to the leadership of his own Labour Party, have won him both resentment and respect, and he is seldom out of the headlines. Here now is the creed of this vital and controversial figure, Aneurin Bevan.
There are some subjects that simply ask to be bogged down in meaningless generalities. This is one of them. You can say, for instance, I believe in the good, the beautiful, and the true. And when you have said it, what precisely have you said? Life never shapes the problem for us in those terms. The problem is always more immediate and particular. What in a given situation is beautiful, good, or true? Or, you can say again, I believe in doing my duty. But life would indeed be easy if it was always clear what our duty is. Usually there is a conflict of duties as there is of loyalties. In order to serve one, you often have to abandon the others. I remember a man saying to me during the last war that he had no use for rebels. Then I asked him how he would describe it, German, living in Germany and working for the defeat of the Nazis. Judged by conventional standards, the man was a rebel and a traitor. But judged in the wider context of humanity, he was a hero. All you can really say here is that a man ought not to betray his first loyalty. Fact is that few people do. The problem is one of deciding which is the first loyalty among a number of competing ones. And the higher the intelligence, the wider the knowledge, the keener the imagination, then the more loyalties there will be competing for our allegiance. And, of course, the deeper the spiritual struggle involved in sorting them out. This is the foremost problem of our time. Many old traditions and strongly rooted beliefs are now being eroded by swiftly moving social changes. Those struggles in society are reproduced in the hearts of all who are aware of them. In a democratic community, the burden of choice is cast on the individual citizen. Quite often, he finds this burden insupportable. He is then ready to have it taken from him by some authority to which he can give unquestioning obedience. Here is the point where dictatorship offers relief. It also explains the infinite nostalgia expressed in the hymn, Change and decay in all around I see, who thou who changest not, abide with me. If I am right in saying that what we have to do is decide from a number of almost equal claims, then the mood in which we approach our fellow human being should be one of tolerance, for the slightest shift in the balance might have resulted in a different decision. If, furthermore, I am right in saying that the search for the truth will result in a number of different answers, to the extent that the circumstances are different, then to tolerance we must add imagination, so that we can understand why the other truth differs from ours. We should learn to sit where they sit. I am now ready to answer the question. I believe imaginative tolerance to be among the foremost virtues of a civilized mind.
There are the beliefs of Aneurin Bevan, leader of the left wing of the British Labour Party.